Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable, concealable holsters on the planet. Each American-made holster is built by hand, including the award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0. This holster is made with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Purchase the most advanced holster for just $43.88. Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Alien Gear Holsters now offers a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with premium leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of your firearm with zero signs of sag. Pair one up with a holster and save $15. Every Alien Gear holster is backed by an ironclad triple guarantee. This promise includes a forever warranty, a 30-day test drive, and free holster shell trades for life. Conceal in comfort for as low as $29.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio. Educating, informing,
and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Hey, how about that new intro, huh? I'm digging that. That's the powerful vocals of Peter Reif. You hear him on a whole bunch of other stuff, new stuff. And I think he does the intro to Mike Gallagher's show and a number of others. And he just knocked out a brand new one for us to reflect 2017, moving forward. Educating, informing, and entertaining you as a lawfully, responsibly armed American citizen. Now heading into our 8th year. Unbelievable. 8th year. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios for what officially on April 26th will be the 8th year of Armed American Radio. But good heavens, we're in our 8th year. We can say it. Heavens to Betsy. It's been, wow, hard to believe, huh? Hard to believe. What do we have here? We have, what, 5 days left. Isn't that beautiful? 5 days that ends the long 8-year nightmare for American gun owners. Absolutely incredible. So welcome to the show. Going to be a good one. We're on the eve of the 2017 SHOT Show, the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. Kicks off in Las Vegas officially on Tuesday. Lots and lots and lots of folks converging on Las Vegas as I speak to you right now. Normally I would head out there, but we've got the Sunday program to do, the weekend broadcast, so we wait and bring you the program live, and then we'll head out there to Vegas tomorrow and get out there about 8:45 p.m. Vegas time, in enough time to bring you the daily defense program from the USCCA studios on Tuesday and Wednesday before coming back to the ATL Daily Defense Studios and kicking off, finishing the rest of the week and giving you a SHOT update. So you'll hear Andy Hoosier on the daily defense program as I'm traveling across the country tomorrow, and either Lee Michaels or Andy Hoosier on Thursday next week as I travel back. We'll let you know, but we're going to be on Radio Row bringing the program, the Daily Defense Show, live from the Venetian on the floor of the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. Got a great lineup coming up for you on that, too. Speaking of lineups, today, AWR Hawkins will be here in the next hour. He's out having some fun with his family, doing some skiing, so we're going to hold him to a half hour instead of the full hour. Joining me for the remainder of that half hour will be Peter Johnson from Archway Defense, former federal air marshal. We're going to get a great perspective from him on a number of things, but in particular, Lauderdale and Archway Defense's training relative to what you can do if you find yourself in that situation, and for crying out loud, how to not find yourself in a situation like that to begin with, if at all possible. Also, Rob Pincus will be coming up in the third hour of the program. We're going to get an amazing perspective from Rob on not only that, but a number of other different issues as well. And you're going to hear a lot about preparation, avoidance, and awareness today on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast. Captain Matt Bruce will be here in the last segment of this hour to bring us a quick update on what's happening in Florida with an open carry. Because of the Fort Lauderdale shooting down there by the lunatic, we're going to get an update on a bill moving through Florida. Florida is one of only five states that does not allow any form of airport carry or carry outside the sterile or outside the sterile area, meaning beyond federal control of the airport through security. You cannot carry a firearm in Florida. They're one of five states. Now, it's not a surprise. To those of us who do this, you've been listening to this program long enough, you understand the routine. You know how the game is played. Gun-free zones or killing zones. And quite frankly, we haven't seen anything like this before. So we'll talk about that with Rob and with Peter. So you're going to get a perspective from two of the best in the business. Also, an Arizona state trooper alive today because of a concealed carry permit holder. We will be talking about that. National reciprocity, big, big, big news. We're going to be talking about that. Lots more breaking about. There's just more stuff coming out, more concerns. We want to answer those for you here on the broadcast today. And I had some fun this past week on Thursday. I got a phone call from Sean Hannity. Spoke with Hannity for what will be a full segment. We taped it, our conversation, and you're going to get to hear it. I'll let you know. I'm going to tease that right now just to let you know that Sean and I spoke. It was recorded. We were able to record the conversation, and we're going to bring it to you on an upcoming Armed American Radio shortly after Trump's inauguration and about, you know, maybe a week after the revolving door of our house, the White House, kicks Obama in behind and throws him out the door. Then we're going to bring to you a conversation that I had with Sean Hannity. You're going to find it fascinating. Sean's a great guy. He's on your side. He's a friend of yours. But before we do any of that, we're going to go to the phones right now to my great friend, Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, the CCRKBA. And we're going to talk about some court cases between 3, 4, and 5 of them, whatever time permits, that are going to move the ball forward, finally, on our side of the field. Alan Gottlieb, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Mark. It's going to be great to be able to see you next week.
It is. We're going to be having breakfast on Thursday together. You're getting out to Las Vegas on Tuesday. And by the way, I don't know if I mentioned, Rob is going to be calling in from Vegas today, as is Peter. So we're getting to, you know, that SHOT Show itch, if you will, Alan, is we're getting to start to scratch that itch as people arrive in Las Vegas. And I'm looking forward to spending a lot of time with you at the Second Amendment Foundation booth. And spending some personal time together with you and chatting about whatever we can. Hey, first off, what'd you think of the new intro? Did you like that as we move into 2017?
Yep, good time for a change. You know, upbeat, good upbeat year for all of us. I think it's, you know, it sounds really good to me. I sort of like the old ones too, but every now and then you need some change.
Got to throw, you know, they're all good, you know, and they're kind of interchangeable. But I like this one going forward. Because that's what we're doing, you know. We're educating, we're informing, and that's what we're going to do with you today. And we're entertaining, you know, law-abiding, lawfully, responsibly armed Americans. Alan, I've got you for the most of this hour. So, really, what I wanted to do with you today was you and I talked earlier briefly, and you said you wanted to mention about 3, 4, or 5 cases. What I'd like to do is go through each one of them individually with you, let you tell us about them, and then kind of deconstruct it one by one, if that's okay. And to be honest with you, I don't even know what they are, so it will be a fascinating and spontaneous conversation. Does that sound fair?
It sounds fair. How about if I go through all 5 quickly, and then you can help dissect them based on your interest level?
Let's do it.
Let's do it that way. Okay, first of all, let's start with the U.S. Supreme Court. 2 developments in the first 2 weeks of this year. One, the Peruta case out of California for carry has been moved for cert to the Supreme Court. Now, no guarantee the Supreme Court's going to hear it, but there's a case now that's been moved for cert to the Supreme Court by our side. Along with that, of course, is the Second Amendment Foundation's companion case, Richards, in California, that was heard the same day by the Fullenbach panel of the 9th Circuit Court of Appeals, where they, you know, overturned lower court decisions that were in our favor, and now it's on cert. So if this case goes to the U.S. Supreme Court, I guess Alan Gore and the Second Amendment Foundation will have some time before the judges as well. The second one also is a possible Supreme Court case. We had talked earlier or late last year that the Second Amendment Foundation won in an en banc court of appeals on 2 cases, Binderup Suarez restoration of rights cases out of Pennsylvania, where we won. And now the federal government on the way out the door, Obama and, you know, Attorney General Lynch decided to file for cert to appeal that our victory to the Supreme Court to try and overturn us. So there's another shot where the Supreme Court might get a bite at the Second Amendment apple, so to speak, on a restoration case. So there's a concealed carry case and restoration of rights cases that might be headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Those are two of them on the SCOTUS level, so to speak, that are sort of important. And then this first 2 weeks of this year, Massachusetts federal court case known as Baginski, where Mr. Baginski, when he was young, had a DUI and is now denied his right to own a firearm to protect himself and his family because of a long-time DUI. And the government moved under, you know, the Obama Justice Department moved to dismiss our suit on the grounds that Mr. Baginski doesn't have Second Amendment rights because he had a DUI. And the federal judge last week said, no, it's not the case. This is a case with a lot of merit to it. Mr. Baginski does have Second Amendment rights, and rejected the federal government's motion to dismiss. And he ordered a trial dates and discovery. And so we're moving along, and that case is another one that's coming up through the federal court system, where the Obama administration on the way out the door lost an important motion. Likewise, on the Second Amendment Foundation, that's a Second Amendment Foundation funded case as well. The Second Amendment Foundation also had a case that we filed last year in Illinois, where the state of Illinois refused to allow foster parents to own firearms if they're going to be a foster parent. We filed suit on that, and the state of Illinois also filed a motion to dismiss, which got ruled on last week, saying that, you know, foster parents don't have Second Amendment rights because when they decide that they're going to have a foster child, they give up those rights. And the court said, no, they don't give up any Second Amendment rights.
Okay, Alan, I want to stop you right there. I want to stop you right there. That we're on the fourth one. We're in a break now. Do we have a fifth one, too?
Yep.
Good. All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the fifth one, and I've been taking some copious notes here, so you'll get to see which one I want to go after first with Alan Gottlieb. Don't go away. Right after these messages, we'll be back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio.
Doesn't help to have guns owned by only good people because bad people still get them.
Yeah, that's exactly why we need them.
Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Well, I tell you what, a whole new flavor to the show coming up. You're going to hear some new rejoins from Peter. Mike Gallagher has recorded some stuff for us. We're gonna have a whole bunch of fun stuff in there for you. So, whole new flavor for the show as we move forward in 2017. Can't wait for this year. So great to be in the driver's seat. And you're hearing Alan Gottlieb right now talk about what he gave us, four cases. We're going to go right back to Alan, get the fifth case. Then we're going to deconstruct these things one at a time for the remainder of the hour. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, welcome back. What is the fifth case?
Well, let me finish up on the fourth first.
Oh, please do. Please do.
Okay, so we filed this suit against the state of Illinois for denying foster parents their Second Amendment rights. And this past week as well, a federal court in Illinois knocked down the state's motion to dismiss, saying that we do have a Second Amendment claim. Foster parents do have Second Amendment rights, and the case gets to move on. So Illinois just lost another one in federal court. The fifth case is one, it's sort of called 5A and 5B. 5A is a case that was filed last year by the Second Amendment Foundation, the National Rifle Association, and the National Shooting Sports Foundation against the City of Seattle's gun tax. You remember that one.
Very much.
Okay, well, what's happened is we also, through the Second Amendment Foundation publication, thegunmag.com, as a journalist enterprise, First Amendment rights, we filed some disclosure things to the City of Seattle wanting information about, well, how much money did you collect on this gun tax? You said you're going to get between $300,000 and $500,000 in a year. We don't believe you got virtually anything, and they wouldn't tell us. And despite the fact that the state law is saying that they have to tell us, they refuse to do so. We just filed a suit in court this week for a Public Records Act request that they denied us. The City of Seattle, we have a motion for summary judgment filed. If the city loses this motion for summary judgment, which we believe they're going to, not only have to pay our legal fees and disclose the information we requested a year ago, but they're going to have a $100 a day fine for every day they didn't give it to us, which means the Second Amendment Foundation will probably end up with more money than the city collected off their gun tax.
All right. Well, first of all, those are a bunch of defiant liberals out there who I don't believe care one iota about the Constitution, their own state law. They will continue to defy. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the $100 a day. I don't know if that matters to them or not, but I'm very familiar with that case. Did you want to continue or add anything onto that one? What about 5B?
Was the suit that's in court that actually will have hearings in another week or so that was filed by SAF, the NRA, and NSSF challenging the gun tax to start with for guns and ammunition. It's sold in the city of Seattle. And this is a separate new suit against the city on the public records request.
Public records, okay.
wouldn't give us the information. Their logic was is that if they told us how much money they collected, we'd know exactly what the gun dealers, each gun dealer made for money and so guns they sold, et cetera, because obviously they collected so little money that they think that we'll be able to tell who sold what, which, of course, we didn't ask for. We only want the gross dollar amount, which we believe is maybe less than 10% of what – 5 to 10% of what they said they were going to collect off this tax, which shows to us it wasn't really a tax to begin with. It was just a way of getting gun dealers out of the city of Seattle.
That and punishing law-abiding gun owners and gun dealers themselves. And, Alan, we both know that if it had done what they said it was going to do, they would have gladly given you the number, and they can't because it didn't. And this is just another typical let me just come out. It's just another typical gun-grabbing progressive lie. That's what it is. There's no other way to couch it. We can't phrase it any other way than what it is. It's typical Seattle, so it'll be fascinating to see how that goes. I want to go back to number one. Let's start with number one. Now, this, of course, is the SCOTUS case, Supreme Court, that you said has been filed for cert. This is the Peruta case out of California. Let's deconstruct this. Let's start with Peruta. This is, I think, a hugely important case because of the Ninth Circuit. What happened in Peruta? Tell listeners what the Peruta case was and what it is the Supreme Court hopefully will look at that we probably wouldn't have moved forward on if the wrong thing had happened in November. So where are we with this? How did it begin? Let's start at the beginning with this.
Well, there are really two cases in California that were filed, the Peruta case and the Richards case. First one against San Diego County, second one against Yolo County for denying people permits to be able to carry a firearm for self-protection. The lower courts ruled against us. The appeals court ruled in our favor. And so the Ninth Circuit decided to hear it en banc with all the judges, which, of course, is tipped very heavily to anti-gun Democrats sitting on the bench. And they ruled against us, overturning the victory we had at the appeals court level. And so now this is the cases that are now the Peruta cases appealed for cert. And, of course, if they hear the Peruta case, they're going to hear the Richards case along with it because they're both tied together. So it should be very, very interesting. And that's a shot where they have to make a decision if they're going to take this case or not. But now they are filed for cert. Obviously, nobody wanted to file for cert if Hillary Clinton was going to be the president nominating the ninth judge on the court. But now there's a clear shot that this case is alive again, and we might overturn a bad decision from the Ninth Circuit and Bonk Court of Appeals.
All right, why would – and it's important. I want people to understand this. Why would we not have filed this case or moved forward with it had Hillary Clinton won and the wrong thing happened to the court? Why?
Well, two things could have happened. Either it would have been a 4-4 tie still, and they would have refused to hear the case upholding the bad ruling in California. Or the fifth judge would have been an anti-gun judge appointed and would have gone to the U.S. Supreme Court, and we would have lost 5-4, and they would have taken away our right to carry.
And it's important that you understand, I'm talking to you, the listener now, that you understand that we are talking about what Alan just said, the right to carry. Because the Peruta decision, it's strange here too, Alan, because the abyss, okay, in between the two cases, when lost at the district level, won on the appellate level, then the state appealed, during that time, sheriffs in California were in fact acting as a shall issue state, weren't they? They were in fact giving out permits during that time when they normally wouldn't have, right?
Well, some counties, not all. And some of that's because part of the Richards case also was not just filed against Yolo County, but also there was Sacramento County was involved in that suit. Sacramento County rolled over and said, take us out of the suit, and we'll be shall issue. And then a lot of other counties in California followed suit.
Sacramento, you're listening right now, newest affiliate to Armed American Radio, blasting out over into the Bay as well, into the Bay Area. I hope you're paying careful attention to this very important stuff for you in California, because California, you're the petri dish as we move forward into the Trump years. It's that simple. They're going to try everything they can on you, see what they can get to stick at a state level, and that's very important because this battle has moved to the state.
Yeah. Mark, just go ahead. An aside here, the state of California has hired Eric Holder, our former attorney general, who's extremely anti-gun. They've hired him to help litigate these cases that are now going to be against California. So don't be surprised to see Eric Holder arguing before the Supreme Court on the Peruta Richards cases.
Oh, he no doubt in my mind he absolutely will, and it will be amazing to watch him go up against Alan Gura, and I'm going to tell you where I'm going to put my money. One thing before we go to the break on this, and I'm glad we were able to get into that. The Ninth Circuit ruled in this case, this is why it's so important, that you do not have a right to concealed carry. That concealed carry is not constitutionally protected right. That's what we're talking about here. That's the importance of this case. The importance of this case. We're going to deconstruct the other four when we come back with the great Alan Gottlieb. Don't go away. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. It's 2017, baby.
Calling all gun enthusiasts. I have an opportunity for you to get a brand new gun for free, so listen close. You see, the USCCA educates, trains, and insures responsible gun owners just like you and me, which is why they're giving five lucky listeners $1,600 to buy their own elite gun. Now, that's a lot of money. You could pick just about any gun off the store shelf. Maybe you're in the market for a Remington Tactical or a Smith & Wesson or even a Sig Sauer 1911. Just visit DefendThem.com and pick out your favorite. And in case that wasn't enough to whet your gun-loving appetite, I'll let you in on the extra bonus prize. 95 runners-up will win a limited edition USCCA range bag with eye and ear protection worth $115. Talk about having the odds in your favor. That's 100 chances to win. But like any other exclusive deal, this one isn't going to last. So secure your free entry right now at DefendThem.com. That's DefendThem.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast is sponsored by Alien Gear Holsters. Visit them at aliengearholsters.com. Now back to Mark Walters.
All right.
back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom on the eve of the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show, where the firearms industry, what you hear about as the firearms industry, literally from around the world, is converging on Las Vegas today. As we speak together here on Armed American Radio, and the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show kicks off officially on Tuesday. Many folks are out there right now. Two of those people we will be hearing from tonight from Las Vegas, Peter Johnson, who arrived just a little while ago, and Rob Pincus, who I believe arrives in just a few moments, but we'll be hearing from him in the third hour of the broadcast. Lots to talk with both of those fine gentlemen about. Let's go back to Alan Gottlieb. Alan, the second case I want to hit you with, because this one fascinated me. I'm familiar with all of these cases. This one, more than anyone, I think fascinated me. The foster parents in Illinois case, and I've got to be honest with you. Why would a foster parent be denied the right to bear arms in the state of Illinois any more than, oh, I don't know, an irresponsible biological parent? What the hell's the difference, and who is the state of Illinois to make that determination, and where do they get the moral authority to say that?
Well, they really don't have moral authority, but they have legal power, being the state government. And, of course, we're challenging that legal power because it's obviously being misused. But their argument basically is that when you enter into the agreement to be a foster parent, you voluntarily give away your rights, which obviously most foster parents don't want to voluntarily give away. But to do good to help some children, you don't seem to have a choice.
So it's for the kids.
It's for the kids, yeah. So meanwhile, you can't protect those kids if somebody were to break into your house and try to hurt one of your children. So it really isn't for the kids the way the state's doing it. It's just simply that they're, you know, gunophobes, so to speak. They just hate guns. But the bottom line here is, what's really great is that a federal judge in Illinois has already smacked that down, basically,
right. And
said that we have a very preponderance likelihood that we're going to win this case, and that, yes, indeed, foster parents don't give up their Second Amendment rights. And we're moving straight to trial to brief it now. So sometime, I'm hoping within the next six months, foster parents in Illinois will get their Second Amendment rights back, which is really important, because what we've discovered is Illinois isn't the only state that does this. There are a number of states that have modeled their laws very similarly, and as a result, foster parents in a number of states don't have Second Amendment rights. And so when here in federal court, and hopefully the state of Illinois is stupid enough, like they usually are, to appeal it, mm-hmm, so it goes on up the chain, so that we can make this a national precedent and restore Second Amendment rights to foster parents all across the country.
I hope you're paying attention to what you're hearing about, because these are the cases that we're talking about that are moving our agenda forward. This is what I've been talking about since last year, really since the campaign, but this is why we were hoping and praying for the right thing to happen, because we're now not back on our heels anymore. We don't have to sit there like a punching bag and take it. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, Mark, this is also important because the anti-gunners, of course, don't want to stop at foster parents.
Right.
They want to extend this to anybody who's a parent who has natural-born children as well, or they want to move it also into the areas of adoption. So this is very, very important, because it puts a marker down, it draws a line in the sand that they can't cross. And I expect to win this case and shut down all the, like, Hillary Clinton's Children Defense Fund people and all those, mm-hmm, anti-gunners who try to do this, like you mentioned, for the children, to take away everybody's gun rights. Hopefully we'll be able to stop that assault.
Well, I'm curious, did they also give up their right to read Huck Finn and other material that has very politically incorrect writings in it? Did they give up those rights too, Alan? I'm just curious.
Well, how about their right to vote, their First Amendment rights, their Fourth Amendment rights to legal search and seizure? The other side would like to shred the Bill of Rights, basically, and pick and choose which ones they want to support, which ones they don't want to support. And, of course, they all pick on the Second Amendment first.
The Bill of Privileges. Let's go over to the Baginski case. This is the DUI case. When did it become a DUI from 30 or 40 years ago, or any DUI for that matter, cost you your civil rights in Massachusetts, or is that state law?
It's actually a state law we're challenging in federal court. So it's a state law in Massachusetts. There are also a few other states that have similar laws. So if we win this one in Massachusetts, it means that people with minor offenses like DUIs can't lose their rights. What we're arguing in court basically is two things. One, there's a nonviolent crime that happened a long time ago that doesn't make you a threat to society, so to speak. Does that cost you your Second Amendment rights? And the second thing is, like the government wants to argue, well, maybe you're just not of good moral character to be able to own a gun. Well, somebody has a DUI doesn't mean they're not of good moral character either. And so we're challenging those concepts that the anti-guns were thrown out in a lot of court cases in other areas all across the country.
All right, who gets to claim good moral character? I want to dig into that briefly. Who gets to claim good moral character? Who's to say? Where does this come from? This is natural. We're talking about natural law here versus man-made. And these are, boy, this is a very slippery slope here. Who do we determine has the final say on what is moral? I mean, these are age-old questions that go back centuries, really to the dawn of man, not just in this case. But where does that come from, Alan?
They do. And, of course, Mark, for the last 8 years, Barack Obama and his Justice Department defined who's a good moral character when it came to gun ownership. Now, for the next hopefully 8 years, Donald Trump and his Justice Department will define that we're all of good moral character to be able to own firearms and not knock out some of these regulations, rules, and laws that have been passed all across the country.
All right, let's go to number five. I want to go to, or well, yeah, do we want to go there? No, I want to go to number two first, and that is the Enbanc, the Suarez, the restoration of rights. Again, I'm a big fan of the restoration of rights because this is how we move the ball forward. This is an advancement of our agenda. We're not playing defense. And this is exactly what Alan Gura was talking about at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. And if you were at the GRPC, you would have heard him say this, that we have to be very careful as we move forward if the wrong thing happens in November and pick and choose our fights. Well, we're now in a position to be able to move this and advance this case forward. What is the Enbanc Suarez restoration of rights case all about?
Well, it's really two cases, Bindurup and Juarez. There are two separate cases that Second Amendment Foundation brought for two individuals that ended up we won one on the appeals court level, and the other one was ready to rule, we think, in our favor as well. And then they both got pulled en banc, and the en banc panel of all the judges in the Fourth Circuit decided to all hear it, both of them together. They reheard the cases and again ruled in our favor. And so that was a great victory. And then we've been waiting to see if the Justice Department under Obama was going to try to appeal this to the U.S. Supreme Court. And this past week, just on their way out the door, they just did. Now, this is going to be very interesting because will the Trump Justice Department withdraw the motion
right
to cert, or will they go to court for the motion to cert and say, hey, the Second Amendment Foundation is right, and we agree with them? This is going to be very, very interesting. So this is a case that probably we're going to get some Supreme Court action on, and it's going to be an interesting lightning case because Justice Department may have to switch their gears and go from opposing us to supporting us. So we're all sitting here on pins and needles to see what's going to happen with the new Justice Department.
Well, you know, the pins and needles part of it is the two good outcomes, because both of the outcomes are good. Are they going to support us, or are they going to dump it? Either one. See, this is what I'm talking about and have been for such a long time. Gosh, what a great position to be in. Is that, and I believe it was AWR last weekend who said, Mark, you know what we're talking about here? We're discussing good or better. Okay? Good or better. We're not talking about bad or worse. We're talking about good or better, and there's nothing but positive out of that, Alan. Either way it goes. Now, can I make a guess on that real fast?
Sure.
I think they're going to go to. I think they're going to support it and want to take it to the Supreme Court. That's what I think a Sessions would do. But now I may be wrong. Now, Alan, we've got 30 seconds. I want to hold you over briefly in the next segment. I've got Matt Bruce coming on, but I can, I've got to get a couple questions out for you on the final case on Seattle. So we'll move quickly when we come back from that. And then I've got one question to ask you when we come back. And I want listeners to hear your response. Then we'll go to Matt Bruce. Is that okay? Can I hold you for a couple minutes?
That's
okay.
Great, but just for a couple more minutes because I really have to run. I appreciate it.
No, that's good. As soon as we come back from the break, I'll hit you with both of them, and then we'll go from there. Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation, you are in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studio, Sacramento, California. How you doing, man? Fill in your prescription for freedom. Help is on the way, California. We'll be right back after these messages.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to DefendThem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit DefendThem.com before it's too late. Again, that's DefendThem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. DefendThem.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
All right, KTKZ, 1380 AM, Sacramento, California. Great to have you joining us. WNNH, FM 99.1, Concord, New Hampshire. Great to have you joining us. WTSN AM, 1270 AM, Dover, New Hampshire. Great to have you joining us. And WLBB, 1330 AM. Great to have you with us in Carrollton, Georgia, just a little bit southwest of where I am right now, part of the Red Nation Rising Radio Network. Also, I'm talking with Alan Gottlieb. Alan, I know you have to go, so let me move quickly here with you. 5A and 5B, real quick, that's the SAF case, NRA case, and NSSF case that was brought against the city of Seattle. That in and of itself
with these three amazing organizations joining forces was historic. How do you expect this to go in the long run? You think we're good there?
Well, of course, we had a state judge rule against us, which we think, you know, in bad form. We're at the appeals court level now, where we feel very confident. That case is supposed to have oral arguments in about another week or so from now. So that case is moving as well.
All right. I got an email very quickly from someone in Washington State that wanted me to ask you a question. Said, you are correct. We can relax a little on the federal level and try for national reciprocity. I think we will face very strong fights on the state level here in Washington. The idiot AG Bob Ferguson, Democrat, of course, will propose legislation banning so-called assault weapons and quote-unquote high-cap mags. This will probably fail in the legislature. The next step will probably be a Bloomberg initiative that has a good chance of passing. Next time you have Alan on the show, can you bring this up? Do you think that will pass in Washington State?
Real quickly, the Attorney General has introduced it. He's got members of the House and Senate already put the bills in to do that. To ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, or so-called assault weapons. Will it pass on the ballot? There's a good chance the anti-gunners will, again, buy the signatures to put it on the ballot. That one's going to be a big fight. They're going to have a harder time passing that one, but it's going to cost us tens of millions of dollars to fight it, and let's just hope for the best.
Yeah, that's okay. And the final one on the way out the door. Here's the question that you and I talked about a number of times. We both predicted Obama would issue some type of executive order literally within seconds. Now, I think, and I'm standing by this, I think something on the gun front is going to be his absolute final move in the last seconds of his presidency. It's not going to be a clemency deal. It's not going to be a pardon. It's going to be something on the gun front. He has hinted twice now that guns are the biggest thing he's angry about was that he couldn't do anything. Do you still think that will be or could be his final move on the way out of some type of EO regarding our firearms rights right before the door kicks him in his butt?
It's definitely possible, but I think maybe he's already done that this past week by appealing our victory.
With the appeal. Okay.
Binderup and Suarez to the Supreme Court. That may have been it. We'll see.
Okay, well, my fingers are crossed. I'm still of the belief that he's going to. Alan Gottlieb, can't wait to see you later this week. Thanks for being here and for sticking around. Love you for what you do. Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb. Thank you, Alan. All right, Shanto, we got a copy there. I guess Alan's off the line with us. We're going to go over to Captain Matt Bruce. Captain Matt Bruce, you know him from the Captain's America, broadcasting nationwide, 2 a.m. Now, this is great, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., 11 to 2 on the West Coast, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. on Eastern Time, the Captain's America Third Watch. You hear me on his program every Wednesday morning at 5 a.m. I'm a part of that show. And you hear Captain here right, just about every single week. Captain, welcome to the program. How you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm doing good, but I wish I had better news for you.
All right. Well, you're the reason I've got you on here, we've got about 6 minutes, so we don't have to rush through this, is let me set this up for the listener. Florida, of course, on the heels of what happened at the Fort Lauderdale International Airport. As you know, Captain, we have been fighting the Florida Sheriff's Association, who at the time was led by Sheriff Grady Judd. They're no friend of your right to bear arms. I don't care what they say. They can talk a big game out both sides of their mouth all they want to. Polk County, Florida, you're tuned in right now. Your sheriff is no friend of the right to bear arms. He says he is, but he's not, because they put a big butt in the Second Amendment. His spokespeople, we've played the tape. If I get enough people from Florida want me to play it again, I will. I don't have it queued up now, but I'll do it in a subsequent show. Is they are no friend of your right to bear arms. Florida is one of five states that does not offer, let's just say, airport carry. I mean, I hate to call it airport carry. There's really no such thing as airport carry. It's the right to bear arms while you're in the non-sterile area of an airport. We don't call it mall carry. We don't call it camp. You know, it's not what we're talking about. It's just carry. It just happens to be carrying when you go to pick somebody up at an airport in the baggage area. We saw what happened in Fort Lauderdale, yet again a gun-free zone. So there was some movement, Captain, to be able to add Florida to the other 44 states and make it the 45th state, frankly. Okay, what's happened?
Well, my good friend, the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman, one-term, first-term Greg Stube from Sarasota, Manatee County, who had put this up for vote on the Judiciary Committee to get it out on the floor of the Senate in the state of Florida legislature and get a vote on it, they could not muster enough, are you ready for this, Republicans for the vote. So rather than seeing this go down in flames, there's four Democrats on the committee, five Republicans. One Republican just plain didn't show up for the meeting. He cited the fact that he had a scheduling conflict, but I've since checked on that. And the scheduling conflict could be the poll that was done in his district on the I-4 corridor that said that the people there did not want this bill to pass. Now, that being said, let me move forward. This was back just before that they announced they were going to have the vote on January the 9th, before the shooting happened in Fort Lauderdale. Since that time, we know that the bill has been rescheduled again for discussion in the Senate Judiciary Committee for another vote, possibly as soon as January the 24th, but certainly the week of January the 24th. And I have a phone number for the listeners in Florida to call if they want to get on board and try to get this thing passed. Are you ready?
Go for it.
The number is 850-487-5023. I'll repeat that. 850-487-5023. You call that number, you'll get the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Greg Stube, and he is keeping track of all the people that are calling that are stating their support for the bill, because we have to be more of us than more of them if you want this bill to pass. I do believe all the Democrats will still vote against it, but the Republicans outnumber the Democrats 5-4, so we have to have all the Republicans on board to pass what's called the Florida Open Carry, Campus Carry Bill, Senate Bill 140.
Yeah, and SB 140 also adds into it the airport carry. It's built into the bill.
That's correct.
So this is very, very important. SB 140, call Stube's office, okay, the Senate Judiciary, 850-487-5023, 850-487-5023, that, of course, being in Tallahassee. Those of you who have any questions, that's where the 850 area code is. All right, Captain, does De La Portilla, that phony Republican clown down there in West Palm area, does he have anything to do with this going forward? Is he even a part of this anymore?
I believe he is.
All right. Well, we saw what he did last year. He single-handedly killed open carry and campus carry in Florida last year, which the governor was going to sign by his refusal to even hear the bill. All right, Captain Matt Bruce, thank you very much, brother. I appreciate it, everything you do. That's the Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. And you can hear the Captain's America Third Watch every single night. Check it out. Look it up. Red Nation Rising Radio Network. You'll find it. Thank you, Captain. I appreciate it very much. Sean, how are we doing on time, brother? 30 seconds. Okay. My name is Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. So I'm going to tell you this because I tell you every single day anyway on the Daily Defense Program. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman, and never find yourself in a gun-free zone. We'll be right back with the great A.W.R. Hawkins coming up right after these messages. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. Following A.W.R., we're going to have Peter Johnson. Following Peter Johnson, we're going to have Rob Pincus. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.